Content is king, or so they say. What does that actually mean? Does it mean that content always has to come first and everything else takes a second place to it? Something we've been discussing in the forum recently. And I think it's a really interesting question. We have this kind of attitude these days when it comes to websites that design has to just fit in around the content. And that's partly created because of content management systems where you don't necessarily know what content is going to go on a particular page. Also, it comes from the fact that very often when web designers are working on websites, they don't have the content available. And so they're kind of designing blind. But actually, content and design should work very much hand in hand. As someone said on the forum, if content is king, then design is certainly the right hand to the king. It's the president, the prime minister, the number one official, and that the two should work hand in hand together. And that's what we see elsewhere, where design and content work closely together and have this kind of symbiotic relationship. Art direction is all about bringing together design and bringing together good copy and making them work together. Now, how does this affect you and your site? Well, I guess my challenge is that really with some of the key pages that you've got, maybe you need to be looking beyond just dumping content into your content management system. We all have websites that have key pages, landing pages, the home page, and various other places, maybe a particular product page. And traditionally, what we've done is we've taken the templates provided by our content management system and written copy to go in them. But actually, I think the most effective sites are the sites where the copy and the design have been created hand in hand. They are designed to look right and work right together. Some of the best examples of this are actually iPhone app websites, where the whole message has been carefully crafted. The advantage of these sites, of course, is they're tiny, normally only one or two pages. They only provide very basic things, so they can be hand-coded and hand-styled so that the content and the copy and the design all fit together nicely. Now, I'm not suggesting that if you've got a bigger site, you do that for every single page. It would be massively expensive to do so. But at the very least, you can look at doing that for key pages and hopefully create a better relationship between your design and your copy.